Okay, so shir number three, we're on Shabbos Kuf Dalet, and Beauty and Godless of the Aleph phase. So we're up to the Samach. Samach Ayin, is Somech Smoch Aniyim, Lishnacharin is Simon Simonim Asei B'Torah, Kneosa. So let's see, what's Simonim? Well, what's Smoch Aniyim? So this, Lechor is Pashit, that it's a Hemshech of Gomel Dalin, right? Like we're saying, the whole Aleph base seems to be around these points of Torah and Gomel Sasadim. So here it's Smoch Aniyim, right? What's the idea of Smoch Aniyim? So Gomel Dalin means he's a Dal already, and he's down and out, and help him out. Smoch Aniyim means, the way Torah Chaim says it, is help him that he shouldn't get there, which is Mefurshe Pasek. Umati Yodav Echzaktibo Kidei Shelo Yipol. As Rashi brings in Chumash, it's a lot easier to help someone before they go down than once they've gone down. The same thing there, Baruch Hashem Irgunim, which work on keeping kids on the Derech, not just on return, not just on getting them back after they go off the Derech, because obviously that's a lot more work. So this is Smoch Aniyim. And then we have a second shot, which is Simonim Asei L'Torah, right? So let's just talk about the meat of Simonim Asei L'Torah one time. This is a big yisod by someone else, I see it. But this is a big yisod by, a very, very big yisod by Reb Noach, the idea that you need simonim to be called the Torah. Mm-hmm. Right. That was, Noach, I think, himself had 1,700 simonim in Shulchan Aruch.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think so, yeah.
Remember
that was how he remembered. He remembered them through the simonim. That's a kol simonim. I have a friend, Yuda Cohen, who writes, he has a big kol that he takes care of. You know, it's leave a chavit, they do whatever they want, but he has a chelik where they work on this. The guys learn and they make simonim for every daf, like one simon. And he says they see tremendous, tremendous payers. He has a saver called Bnei Yehuda or Bnei Kesha, something, Kesha Yehuda.
Oh,
he came here one time. Right. Baba Kama. So he has a thing in Baba Kama and Gittin, he's working on. And people find a lot of Torah stuff, simonim. So I mean, simonim asev l'Torah v'kneo. So to remember the Torah, right? Like we spoke about this, to me this. Aleph being at first, you always have to be learning, right? But obviously there is a chelik where a person tries to know. And the instructions here is you have to make simonim. I'll give you an example of a simple simon I had made 15, 20 years ago, which I still remember. I ran into just the other day when I was learning. Olim la'olasov, right? I want to show. I don't want to go into the lachas of olim la'olasov, but everybody knows. But there's a rikas adam that you do on a korban. So some there's a chuf on the mizbeach, and some korbanos you do above, and some you do below, and some you do on the karen, right? Now watch this. So I remember that. It's ayin ayin ayin. It's catchy. Olim la'olasov. Olin Olasov. From there, I know the halachas of maybe five korbanos. Watch this. Wow. Olim Olasov, but for Chatas Ov, therefore, is below. Right? And it's Olim Olasov, so Chatas Behema is above. Right? And therefore, Olas, I remember that Olas Behema is below. You hear? Because I remember Olim Olasov, and I remember that everything is just the opposite of that, because it's Olim Olasov. Once you change the factor, then it's different. Right? Chatas Behema. Olas Behema is below, Chatas Olf is below, and therefore Olas Behema, Olas Behema is below, Chatas Olf is below, and Olas and Chatas Behema is above. Whatever, yeah? So I'm just saying from that one simon of Olin Olas Olf, I'm holding before four different halachas about Tzrika Saddam, which are basic halachas, yeah? So there's a person should do that. You can know all types of things, LP Simonim, LP. Sometimes we work with images, you know, this whole memory trick of having images. But the point is that you have to make processes. Don't just say like, oh, I don't know how to remember. You know, I don't remember. Maybe you don't know how to remember, but there are processes to things. A lot of times we have a thesaurus for something, and we want to get better at this thing and that thing. We just take the thesaurus and put it right head into something, but we don't make a tochnit for it. We don't make a plan. Right? So I want to know Torah. Okay, so now we're gonna. What are you gonna do? I don't know. You just. Shake more, bake more, right? No, make simon, right? That's a simonim is one way. There might be other ways. Point is, there are more than one ways to skin a cat, as they say. And I said, simonim could help a person. Why not? Look, I'm telling you, I don't have a great memory in there. Right? So I remember that, and I remember that. I remember that one. I made that up when I learned Mishnayos with my son before his bar mitzvah. So it was at least 9 years ago. 9 years ago, yeah. 9, 10 years ago, and I remembered. I've referred to it since then, but that's goof apart it because it's something which is referable to. So I remember whenever I went into the halachas, I remember that. All myself. Okay? That's just one example. A person could have tens of simonim. You know, I know people with great memories. One of my rabbi Blachman has a wonderful mind and an excellent memory, and he has Simana for this stuff, where this thing is in the dot. There's all types of ways to remember things. Okay, so that's the point. And so the Torah's Chaim makes a nice cheshbon here in Pshat. Which one is closer to the letters Somech Ayin? What do we have? Simanim Aseh or Smoch Aniyim? Smoch Aniyim. Samoch Ayin. Smoch Aniyim. It's very, very close to the word, right? Yeah. Smoch Aniyim. It says Mamish like Gimel Dalet Gomel Dalet. Yeah? It says very, very close to the word. Simanim Aseh is just saying it's a Samoch and an Ayin. So he says, like, he wants to learn like this, that because the main theme here is Torah, therefore, that's the Lishna Harina that's saying that must be that we have some simon that's, must be these letters mean something that's Torahic, right? But because in Pshat, the words, the letters Samach Ayin are closer to Somech Ani, and that's why we give a Pshat which is along the lines of Gomel Dalim, of Mils Chasadim, and that's why we put that one first, because it's closer in Pshat. So in the middle of the Sagadat, you put a little Shakvatarian, right? Why do we, there's, what's the question? Why suddenly do we have two Pshatim? Why is Smoch Aniyim being offered before Simon and Masei? Okay, which brings us to the Pei Rabosei. Pei, here we go, Pei. Pes Sasum. Pei. Pei Petucha. Excuse me. Pei Kfufa, a bent Pei. Pei Pshut, an open Pei. What's that? What do they emphasize? By the way, there's a kashi here. What happened to the chaf? I don't have a teretz. I don't want to go into it. But the chaf also is a kaf pshut and a kaf psucha, and it doesn't go into it. Torah's Chaim was a tremendous arichas on that, which I didn't get. It's a hara. Okay, pei kfufa, pei pshuta, pei pesasim, pei patuach pesasim. What does it mean? Right? What's the pshat? Pei patuach pesasim. If you eat with your mouth open, your mother tells you to close your mouth. No, that is not the pshat. Right? So let's see the Marsha first here. About that. Let's see the Marsha. Marsha says, we'll talk about Rashi's Pshat afterwards. It's a Zog Deilig Marsha. This is beautiful. Masha Kaza Perikam Apollos Havla Bime Imo Piv Sosum. Right? It's a closed mouth, Lomi Torah. So it says that the Vlad, as everyone knows, the Vlad, we mentioned this yesterday even, I think, the Vlad Bimeimo has a piv sasim, his mouth is closed, lomei Torah, he learns, v'tsofa misofa olam v'tsofa, and he sees from one end of the world to the other. K'sheid zelav yirolam, mishakech ha-Torah, he forgets the Torah, u'piv pesucha, and his mouth is open. V'hayin ha-Dimeimo piv sasa v'ein lomei Torah rak b'yun. When his mouth is closed, he's learning Bien, he's thinking, he's being Masi, he's getting Hasagas, he's understanding, right? But when he goes out to the world, Piv Patuach Lalamda Befet, to learn with his mouth, Lotiskayim Zulaspan, will not be Miskayim without his mouth, right? Vahainu Piv Sosim Shatricha Torah Le'iun, Tzrichi Gamkin Legrosos Lalamda Befet. So you see that the two matzavim of the kid, when he's in his mother's womb, so his mouth is closed and he's learning in the highest level. And when he comes outside, so then he needs to open up his mouth to learn, right? And he asks the buddy, and Marsha also connects that to being goris. So here you see two things in Torah. There's something called learning being, there's something called being goris. What's goris? Getting their gear sos, right? Knowing the shackle of the tire cold, knowing the speaking things out, etc. Right, but basically what the Marsha is saying is that there's two dargis, two ways, I wouldn't say dargis, there's two drachim in Torah. One is the derech of the pes sasim, right, again, because we're learning, we're talking about Torah, right? The whole alphabet is around Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, and mostly Torah, as we see. So we're talking about what Rabbo said, we're talking about learning with a closed mouth, right, and learning with an open mouth. So learning with a closed mouth, just like the tinok, is sometimes be'iyun. Right, sometimes a person needs to shut his mouth down and just think about things and cheshbon things through and work through them and not just be talking. Right? There's a lashon in Maral somewhere that says dibur is mevatel pulas haseichel. Right? You can see this by people who are too gabby. Dibur is mevatel pulas haseichel. Their speech nullifies the seichel. Think about something a little bit. Like let it process by you. Dibur is mevatel the pulas haseichel. Sometimes dibur turns off the seichel. I have to think about it. I have to let me take time. You don't have to move it. sit back, take it, relax, think about it, go through it, right? The things you get in that. And then there's other things that dafka fuch, you dafka, the way to know Torah is dafka with a peh patuach. To get the girsa right, say the shakavatar, you gotta speak it out, speak it out, speak it out, no pronouns, right? You gotta speak the whole thing out. Rav Yashiv, it's a Gemara, I think it's an Erev, it says Chaim Heim Lamotziehem. It says Chaim Heim, Torah's life to those who find it. And the Gemara Darshan's Lamotziehem, not the ones who find it, who speak it out. Like Lamotzieh, it's speak it out, Bafen. Bruria saw someone learning without speaking. She hit him on the back of the head, I think. Right, Bruria's, Remeir's special wife. And she hit him on the back of the head, and he says, you got to learn out loud. And in fact, Maharan Rav Yashiv always learned out loud. He always spoke it out to himself. He said it was unbelievable to people who watched him learn. There are many people who watched him learn. There are videos of this. They would see him. He would speak. He would mamish go through the whole cheshbon. No, we could learn. We could learn the Gemara like this, and then he would say, "Oh, but we could learn like this, and we could learn like that." It was like watching a chavrusa, and that's part of how he got the things. He didn't need a chavrusa, which a chavrusa would slow you down a lot of times. Right, but you need a chavrusa because a chavrusa engages you, and a chavrusa gives you another way to look at something. But Rav Yashiv, very much partially with the koch of the fact that he always spoke things out, so that gave him the ability that he didn't need a chavrusa. Obviously, he had a very, very straight head, you know, and he had many, many other kochas, but part of it definitely was this speaking things out. You know, so that Rav Aaron Leib's grandson went to stay by, or someone went to stay by Rav Yashiv, and Rav Aaron Leib would like suck him for every prat about how Rav Yashiv learned. Tell me again. He said, for years, no one learned like that. You know, speaking things out. But anybody who speaks it out, a lot of times it's just atzlus. We're talking about tzrizus and the vod on Wednesday. So that's part of that is the reason. Why not speak it out a little bit? We're just lazy. You know, it's easy just to leave things up here fuzzy, wuzzy, wuzzy. You have to speak it out. Amar Abaye. So what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. We could learn like Abaye like that. But if Abaye is saying that, so what's Rava saying? Rava is saying, so what does Rashi mean? Speak it out to yourself. You will get things much, much clearer. And in fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I think I had this aura around, I don't remember if I said it, and then but my son told me that he heard Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that Rav Yashiv was over to tremendous Arichas Yomim. He lived a very, very long life, obviously a very fruitful life. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it was b'schus that he spoke out his learning. Because wow. It says, it's Chaim, it's life to someone who speaks your learning out. And since my Shper, since the Moriz Chami was so makbid on speaking things out, so the Chazal was miskayim by him, the Chazal was fulfilled by him in the simplest way. Get life for speaking Torah out. Yeah. But again, there's a time when it has to be a mamar sasum. Right? When you do, it's not always the best thing. But I think we err more in the other way. You know, that we don't speak things out enough. So that's peh patuach peh sasum. Excuse me, peh patuach peh sasum. That sometimes we have to learn with our mouths closed. I would say also we have to mekabel with our mouths closed. But sometimes we dafka, and very, very often we dafka have to be peh patuach and talk more. Arichas Vasayim is one of the Kenyani Torah. To have things clear, to speak it out. But it's just laziness it's laziness and lack of chinuch which stops us from us. And I'm sure everybody would understand their learning a lot better if they would speak it out. You find the mistakes, you see where you're saying things wrong, just like you do with the charusa. Okay? The Torah's Chaim points out that we're calling the pay a pay sasum. No, it's not really sasum. It's not sasum. Right? The pay sophie is very open, that's true. And the pay regular pay is closed, closed, but it's not totally closed. So I was thinking, al pidar kenu, so we could say that means even when you're in the peh sasum, even when you're in the peh sasum mode, sometimes you still have to speak it out a little bit to get yourself clear. Yeah, in other words, the peh is a peh sasum, and it's going on that darg of Torah that it's closed by me, right? And I'm thinking, I'm not using my mouth. But why is it a little bit open? Because then even then you need to sometimes just get yourself online a little bit and, you know, speak it out, make through, you work through something very quickly in your mind. Afterwards, just put into words to make sure you got it. Huh? Now that's the Marshar, that's Alpi the Marshar. So what's Rashi's Peshad?
With that last point about we have to speak out things that are awesome,
he made the Diyak. He made the Diyak, and I'm using his Diyak and explaining Alpi the Derech of the Marshar. Okay, so now that Rashi says a very interesting thing, peh patuach b'shashem is kansim pazer. In the time that people go in, are coming in, spread out. Pesach and Bishashim Afazrim Kanes. And when people are going out, Kanes, Im Yesh Gadol Mimcha, there's something Gadol Mimcha. What in the world is Rashi talking about, right? I don't understand it all. But I think the Gemara in Bracha speaks out the idea. What do you mean? When people are, so Pepatuach means when other people, when people are Nichnas and they're going inside, then I have a Pepatuach, I open my mouth. And when people are Pazer, when people are outside, then I have a Pesach Im Yesh Gadol Mimcha. So I think what Rashi is talking about is teaching. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah? And we're giving directive to teaching for a second. Now, I'll explain that in a minute, but now, that would be beautiful. We'll feed the whole theme, right? Our whole theme here in the Aleph Beis is basically, for the most part, Talmud Torah. So we would imagine that we would not just refer to the process of Lima Torah, we would refer to the, you know, one of the tachlesim of learning, which is, of course, teaching. Lomed Almanas Lalamed is a tremendous madrega, right? It's even a separate mitzvah according to Sir Rishonim. It's certainly part of it. Rambam brings down Shinantan Levanecha. There's a mitzvah to teach, right? And it could be that's the highest darg in Torah also. So wouldn't we expect the Aleph Beis to give some reference to teaching also? So that could be this teaching. Now, what's the idea? The idea seems to me to be, it means like this. When there are people greater than you to teach, you know, you don't have to. Pesach awesome. I keep my mouth closed. The other people are there. Other people can say the drasha. Other people can say the shmuz. Other people can say the shurim. So I can keep my pesach awesome. But when's my pepatuch? When, for whatever reason, the people greater than me are quiet, so then I have to have a pepatuch. Now, really the point then, it's like being makir makomo, right? That's know your place. You have to know, always know what your job is and know when to step aside, right? Some people think, the second I know how to speak a little bit, oh, for sure I should speak in shul every week. Why isn't yeshiva calling me to say every shmuz? I can speak, right? No. B'shash Mekatsin, B'shash Mefazim, Kanes. They don't need you. There's someone else to do it. You know, my Rebbe, a lot of times we ask him to speak. Says, there are people who are capable. They don't need me to speak, right? It's a good thing to be Makir Mekomenu and know our place. And know that Klal Yisrael doesn't always need us to speak. And Hafuch, and sometimes we should be in a listening mode, right? So I would call it like it's like a, on the Mahalach, a little bit of anivus, of being Makir Mekomenu, knowing your place. But I think there might be another Havana also in this, which is that oy to the person involved in Rabbanus Kir of teaching that doesn't relish the opportunity to take a step back and kanes, go into himself and his own avoda and his own teaching and I'm sorry, his own avoda and his own learning, right? And here it's not just Bishashim Afazrim, when they're speaking, kanes, go inside because they don't need you. Know your place. It could be there's a, not just don't do the negative of going out when you're not necessarily, but there's something positive in you being kanes. There's a positive in you keeping your pes awesome and using that time to recharge your batteries, etc. Now, if I ran the organization, I would make a chok. Every person, every 1 month out of 24, once a year is a little bit unrealistic, but once every 2 years, you have to take a month off and come learn, right? Kanes. You're my father all the time. Kanes, people need it, you know. I wish I had a little sabbatical here and there. Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting and learning, you know, on some level all the time. But people who are far from learning, far from yeshiva, far, they need that. Kanes. But I also need my own kanes. Every person needs his own kanes, you know. It's not healthy always extending yourself and giving over, and never being kanes into yourself, into your learning. So that's the mamar. So it could be that's another kibun in the mamar. In the Mamar Sosum. I'm sorry, it's not the Mamar, I keep going back to that. In the Pesosum, that my Pesosum, I welcome the opportunities for the Pesosum. I could hear someone else's shir, I could hear someone else's shmooz, I could spend the time myself appreciating myself. So one, again, is Makir Makomcha, they don't need you now. And the other one is that be quiet, you know, is that relish the opportunity to work on yourself during the times of Pe. Saw some bigger times in life when you can take up a lot of time to work on yourself, or even short times. Someone else is saying a shmooze, listen to him. Maybe I have something to tell you. You know, someone else is speaking, saying over the Dvar Torah, listen to him. Maybe I have something to tell you. People get used to speaking. They just fall so in love with themselves. They don't want to hear anybody else. Very, very good thing to hear other people, appreciate other people, learn from other people. Okay? I was thinking also we could go with the Marsha's Diak here also. The Taurus Chaim's Diak also. It says, even in those times of Pesachim, right, when there are greater people than me teaching, so now a person could go back too far. they just fall out of the woodwork, you know. But no, man, there are opportunities where you open your mouth a little bit then also, right? Someone said something people don't understand. I don't know, I'm not in the teaching mode. No, you have to teach a little bit then also. You don't necessarily back off totally, okay? Mm-hmm. So same diak we have, same working with the Torah's Chaim and the Torah's Chaim's diak, that the pay is a little bit open. And the Marshal's Pshat, we've been working with the Rashi's Pshat also. Okay, Rabbi say so many lessons. Ah, what an alphabet. Okay. Tzaddik. Let's see the tzaddik. Getting there. Okay, the tzaddik. Tzaddik. Tzaddik, kafuf, tzaddik posh. Of course, it's right. Tzaddik fufa. Yeah, the tzaddik, which is kafuf. You're going to love this. The tzaddik pshuta. Right, so again, it's tzaddik kafuf, tzaddik pashut. What's tzaddik? We have two types of tzaddik, so we're darshing the two of them against each other. The tzaddik is a bent over letter, as everybody knows from its tzura, and kind of looks a little like a nun bent over. And there's an open tzaddik, a tzaddik sofi, which is open. So that's again the idea of tzaddik fufa by a tzaddik being kafuf, by being bent over and having a lot of anivus, having tremendous amount of humbleness, so then eventually it'll be a tzaddik pshuta and olam haba. Oh, the Gemara says that sounds very familiar. Hainu neman kaf of neman pashut. That's the same thing as neman, right? Neman was the neman pashut. Remember, we spoke about those two midas, which is necessary: the nemanis, the trustworthiness, and through the trustworthiness, that's neman. Kaf of is anivus, and those are the two midas you need in Torah. You need to be neman, and you need to be what? You need to be anivistic, and through that you get to Neman Pashut. You get to Olam Haba. So it's the same thing. So what's a lesson? So it's unbelievable. Hosef Lacha Kasav Kfifa Kfivaso Kfifaso. The Pasuk was Mosef to you a Kfifa Kfifaso. You have to go be anivistic more. Kfifa Kfifaso, like a bentness on your bentness. Mikachin and Torah, Menod Rosh. We always say the Torah is given by Menod Rosh. What's Menod Rosh? Rosh says, Beretes, with trembling, Vanavi Yaseira. Not just being a little bit humble, Rabbi Osai, being very, very, very humble. So it's unbelievable. This speaks for itself. How central Anivus is in Torah, that it's not enough to have the Nun, it's not enough to have a Nun Pashut, the Tzaddik Pashut, I'm sorry, it's not enough to have a Nun Kafuf. We have a Tzaddik Kafuf, which is marring the same thing. Don't just make yourself a Nun Pashut, you have to bend over more, you have to make yourself even into a Tzaddik Pashut. Just to show how central this is in Torah, right? Rabbi Kivager told his son one time, he says, you're going to find his son was putting out his tshuvas. Now, Rabbi Kivager, just to tell you how great Rabbi Kivager was, Gifter worked for like 4 hours one time when he had an answer to Rabbi Kivager's question to figure out why the answer must be wrong. Rabbi Kivager left the question. Understand? That's how much they're machshav Rabbi Kivager. The Netziv said on Rabbi Kivager, they says, one word in the tshuvas of Rabbi Kivager is worth pages and pages of other achronim. Pages and pages of other achronim. Chanan said one time, he says, I don't know one daf Gemara. Huh? That's what he said. I don't know one daf. It means the ins and outs and the back and forth, the shakla vataria, back and forth on this and the whole thing. Rabbi Chanan, the great Rabbi Chanan, is one of the Gdolei Ador. I don't understand one daf. And he said, imagine someone knows 10 daf. Imagine someone knows 100 daf. Imagine someone knows 1,000 daf. Rabbi Kivager knew 1,000 daf. In the sense of the Gadol Ador, two doors before, spoke about Rabbi Kivager, the Gadol Ador, maybe 7 or 8, 9 doors before, and he said, like, he's much more than 1,000 times greater than me. Yeah? So let's talk about Rabbi Kivager. So imagine such a person. So what does he say? He says, when his son was putting out his letters, he says, you're going to find sometimes that the people in the letters are referred to as my Talmidim. Like I wrote, you know, Katav the Talmidi. No, that it was never me who put that in. I never wrote the word Talmud. It must have been someone else who put it in. Take it out, because who knows who learned more from whom? Who knows who learned more from whom? I'll tell you another ma'isa. The Chazon Ish said that the earlier Doris were greater than us, not because they were bigger Bali Kishron. He said because of their midos. And this is the story he used to say over. Okay, this story, we have a Masara from the Chazon Ish to Reb Chaim Brim, to Reb Yaakov Friedman, my Rebbe, to me. You know, the weak link in that chain is. Yeah? So he said like this, that one time Rabbi Kivager was together with the Nesivis. Huh? Now, I wouldn't want to be the gabbai, and they went to shul together. Nesivis, Rabbi Yaakov Lumbierbaum from Lisa. The Eilig Nesivis, who was one of the, what do you call it, the opposite of descendants? Okay. Anyway, he was at Reb Noach. Reb Noach was a direct direct from the Nesivos. Okay, so Nesivos is a very big offer. So that Rabbi Kivager and the Nesivos were together, traveling, and they went into a shul. It was on Shabbos. I don't know if it was on Shabbos during the week. Anyway, so Shlishi came, which was the foremost aliyah to be given, and they called up Rabbi Kivager. Now, what would you say if it was me and Rabbi Leder? I'd say, yeah, kind of, okay, Rabbi Leder's a little smarter than me this way, but you know, they have other milas, you know. You guys are my share. It won't be such a kasha. Yeah, I would work it out. Huh? Sure. Rabbi Seder. I understand how Rabbi Leder gets Shishi, Bezrat Hashem. What did Rabbi Kivager do, Rabbi Osai? He fainted. Huh? He fainted that he was getting more covered than the Nesivos. And they woke him up, and what did he do?
Again.
He fainted again. And what finally happened? The Nesivos came over and said to him, no, it's not that you're bigger than me, it's just that Posen, where you're the Rav, is a bigger town than Lisa, where I'm the Rav, so they're giving cover to the town. Only then could Rabbi Kivager get up and get the Aliyah. You understand? Now the Doris know that Rabbi Kivager was bigger than the Nesivos. Not for me to judge, I'm just saying, tell me the Chum. Right? It's not... And Nesivos is unbelievably big also, of course. We don't have any concept or yardstick or anything to judge such people. But the Doris seems that how could a person have such an Nesivos? This is what it means. Yisrael, Yisrael. That's the tzaddik kafuf. Kafuf, tzaddik al-kafifus. So this is what the Aleph Beis is telling us twice. A nun kafuf and a tzaddik kafuf. That's how you have to be to be zelchot atar. And they're both saying, who is the biggest anav in all history? Moshe. So watch this. It's going to blow your mind. Moshe. Moshe is Begematria what? You work it out later. 345. This is Taras Chaim now. Okay? Moshe is Begematria 345. Neman and Tzadik together. Right? Is also 345. Right? Pretty cool. Okay? Now watch this. And Moshe was on of Mikol Adam. Right? Mikol is Begematria what? 90. A tzaddik. Ha'adam is gematria what? 50. I'm sorry, Ha'adam. Mikol is 90, Ha'adam is 50. Right? So Anav, Moshe is Anav. Moshe is a tzaddik, Neman is a tzaddik Neman. Mikol Adam from the tzaddik and the nun. Now this is going to blow you away. You guys know what miluim is? Miluim is when we have like nun tzaddik. Nun with its miluim is nun vav and another nun.
Oh yeah,
and tzaddik is tzaddik dalad yud kuf. That's called the milui of the word. So the milui of those two words together is, I checked all these, is 310, right?
Those milui of which words?
The milui of tzaddik and the letter tzaddik and nun is shai. Those are the 310 alumnus that tzaddikim get. The mishnah, the last mission in shas, shai alumnus yesh. Remember the shai alumnus yesh. The last mission in shas says there are 310 alumnus. So that's the 310 olamas of the tzaddikim that have anivus and Torah get. And as the pasuk says, "Vanovim yirshu aretz," and the humble ones yirshu aretz. That's the eretz elyona, the big land that they get. So anyway, we see it even in the letters, right? Now, this is also going to blow your mind. Watch this. A tzaddik is really, I mentioned aga before. A tzaddik is really a bent over nun, right? Think about it. This is brought in halacha. The Torah's Chaim brings down. So you have a nun, and the nun bends, and that's a tzaddik. Besides the fact that what?
The nun
has
already bent.
The nun's already bent a little bit, but this is bent over more. Here, so the nun was a bent over letter. The tzaddik, which is the second level, is already bent over more. It's a nun bent over. Mm-hmm. What else? What does it have added to it, though, also?
What, the tzaddik?
What does the tzaddik have on his back?
Got an extra thingy.
What's that thingy?
From an aleph? I don't know. A yud.
Yeah, it looks like a yud, right? So the tzaddik is so bent over. Right?
God sitting on him?
The Shekhinah is sitting on him. Oh, the Shekhinah and the Yitzviris is sitting on him, right? That's it, right? And Rabosa al Pizetz Kishmak, it's all the Taras Chaim, that it says that someone who goes, the Gemara in Kedushin says, someone who goes, Bekomas Kufa, what does he do? Someone who goes straight back, what is he? He's Dochek Ragley Shekhinah. It's Gemara in Kedushin. He's dochi ragli shechina. So I'm bent over, banivus, the shechina's on you. You walk straight, strutting. The whole world is mine, 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 mine. That person pushes the yud off of his back. All of become a skufa. So he goes straight, not like the tzaddik, not like the nun, not like the nun tzaddik. So he pushes it off. So this stands on its own. A person, anybody who wants to be serious about Torah, has to be zochet anivus. Mayim Torah is my Nimshal Mayim, it's Miniach HaMakam Gavoh, and it runs to Makam Nelmuch. Bal Gaiva Torah doesn't want to stay by him. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to stay by him. Ech. Okay, we move on. Kuf. Boss, I hope you take notes on this, because I'm telling you, you could use these drushes your whole life. Everywhere you go. Parshas this, the Aleph Beis is full of the letters, Jewish letters. Let's talk about the letters. There you go. It's always timely to talk about the Aleph Beis. Sitter parties. Okay. Hey, the Ikers we have to know for ourselves. Let's see. Kuf. Kuf is Kadosh, Resh is Russia. Kuf, the Marshal brings down his Rebbe, say what? Gematria. Kuf is Gematria Mokom. One of Hashem's names. Okay?
Oh, what?
Mekuma Shalolam. Yeah. Yetzer, I think I saw the Melo Roim, very hush of a sefer in the back, called the Melo Roim. He brings down Reish is Reish Yud Shin. Russia Yitzro Sholto. The Russia is, this Yetzer Hara is in control of him. Tzadikim Yitzram Sholet, Tzadikim Sholtim Al Yitzram. Rush Roshayim, the Yetzer is Sholetim. Reish, Russia, Russia Yitzro Sholto. This Yetzer, Reish Yud Shin, Russia. Yitzhar Sholta. Okay? A Bainani is someone like us, you know? Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad. That's Bainanim. That will be Bainanim. Okay? Now, so here we have a lot of lessons for both sides. So this is reminiscent of the Gimel Dalin in a certain way. Let's see how they work together. Kuf Reish. Yeah? Kuf Kadosh, Reish Rasha. My time of Mahadar Ape, the Kuf, me Reish. Why is the face of the Kuf away from the Reish? Which Rashi explains is not really at the Kuf and the Reish. It's really the Reish is facing the Shin. I'm sorry. The Reish, the Kuf really is facing the Reish, but the Reish isn't facing the Kuf. So why did Hashem make it that the Reish isn't facing the Kuf? Right, but the Gemara spoke in the Derech Malia. My time Mahadar Ape the Kuf me Reish. I'm a Kaddish Baruch. Ani Yachol Istakel Barasha. I can't look at a Rasha. Right, so therefore, in deference to the Kuf, which is representing God, the Reish looks the other way. Right, and they're both side. Here you see a chashuv point. Who thinks they love God? All of us, right? Everybody's jumping around outside. Kadosh Baruch Hu, anachnu ovim odcha. So very easy to sing it. I don't sing that song. Maybe I'm poor, I'm a little bit. I don't like that song. Anyway, I don't think that's where it's at. But make a bumper sticker, that's even better. Right? I love God on the bumper sticker. I love God. Okay, Rabosa. So now, what's a litmus test if you love God? So Baruch Ber Lever said, Ove Hashem Sinu Ra. Someone who loves God hates Ra. Yeah? If you are totally tolerant, hear this, it's a sign that you don't really love God. I'll give you a right. If someone insulted you, right? No, you have to be tolerant. You have to be understanding. It's okay. If someone insulted you, are you so tolerant to them? And what if they repeatedly insulted you? And they didn't just repeatedly insult you, they make a war against you, right? Are you tolerant?
No.
What if they make a war against your mother? What if they make a war against your children? Someone is out, not so badly, right? My son, Baruch Hashem, has a good reputation in Chevron. Someone said, you know, Akiva is not such a good guy, right? One guy, believe me, my son's reputation, Baruch Hashem, is good enough that it's not going to really hurt him, right? But I know there's one guy, he's always, every opportunity is coming to chepper my son and put him down. I'll be leish lahav against this guy. What are you doing? What are you, Mato Seh? And the guy doesn't really have potential. He's not going to do it, etc. My son has a good name. But Mato, I'd be so angry. Right, so why are we so tolerant when it comes to Hashem Torah and the Jewish people? Because we don't really love God. We have to call a spade a spade. The tolerance which many people effuse is coming from the fact they don't really love God and they don't have the right values. And anybody who checks themselves honestly would see there's a place to be tolerant. You're tolerant because you understand that part of God's world is also being tolerant. Part of what your Ribbono Shel Olam wants is tolerant. And everything, ain adam l'shein lo shav, ain olam v'chulei. And there's a lot of explanations. But when your tolerance goes to levels like that, 99% of the time is because you're not really a lover of Hashem. Ove Hashem Sinura. It's a Mefurash Pasuk. We even say it. Ove Hashem Sinura. Yeah, where's your Sinisra? Where is it? It's because you don't love God enough. Okay? Now, Rabosai, you're going to love this. But, on the other hand, so now the Gemara continues. So that's the Kaddish Baruch Hu can't look at the Ra. We can. Any Yachal Estakel Barasha. My time Ahadra Tage the Kuf Lagabi Reish. But there's a tag on the Kuf. Right on top of the tag, looking at the Sefer Torah, or looking at the Mishnah Berurah. So there's a little tag, there's a little mark on the kuf which points towards the Rosh. This is beautiful. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chozer Bo Ani Kosher Lo Kesher Kamozi, Kesher Kamozi. Just let him come back and he'll get a Kesher like me even. He'll reach the highest levels, right? I understand that saying that we know that Tshuva gets the Kisei HaKavod, exactly. My time, Akari the Kuf Tluya, the Kari the Kuf, the leg of the Kuf should have been connected, right? The other Bay, Lyle, right? The other Bay, if he goes back, he can go through that little Kuf, right? So the Reish, which represents the Rasha, so there's two things that's going on in the Kuf. One, we're telling Russia, if you come and do tshuva, look, you'll reach the highest madriga, you'll get a keser olam haba. Keser is the highest madriga, everybody knows. And also, I'm making a derech for you to come back. In the kuf itself is the derech for you to come back. Says the Gemara of Lyle Bahach, let him go around. Why need this special derech, right? Why did the Reish is here. Let it go around. Let him go around and under. Messiah le Reish Lagish, not Reish Lagish, I'm If someone's coming late to Yolitz, Hashem will let him. This is how we're understanding now. If someone is B'daris Letz, Hashem will let him be a late. But to another again, Hashem will give a chain. Someone's coming all the time, poschen lo. God doesn't help him do the Aveira. But he opens the door to let him do the derech. That's im laleitim yalitz. You want to go on the wrong derech, Hashem will let you go. But bolatayr mesayinos. So if you go on the right derech, bolatayr mesayinos, Hashem will dafke help you. Right? Im laleitim yalitz. If a person wants to go b'derech of letz, yalitz. But if he wants to go lanavim, but lanavim yitain chen, he will give chen, he'll go out of his way. That's how Rashi learns. Let's see Rashi for a second. Mesayinos. He'll help him open for a pesach. Who yalitz? Me'atzma yalitz. Lo yisayev, lo yimnu. Right? If yalitz, it's me'atzma yalitz. Lo yisayu, Hashem won't help, lo yimnu. Bim lo anavim, midatoba, hu nimshach, yitein chay yisayu, min ha-shamayim. Hashem will help. Okay? So that's why the kuf was like that, to show you that Hashem is going to help him in tshuva. En hachanami. He could have gone around, right? But Hashem wants to show the Russia. You come back and do tshuva, I'm opening up the derech for you. Everything's available for you. Okay, so in the kuf and the reish, so what do we have? On the one hand, we don't have a full facing of each other. That's showing the yachas to the Russia where Hashem is against him. I can't look at him. But at the same time, together in the same letter, is also these calling out to the Russia. You can get to the highest madrega one. And also, I prepared a derech for you. Oh, it's beautiful. So now, just one second. Yeah. So Rabbi said, "Lamaisa, why couldn't we have the Reish first and then the Kuf? Right? Then we would have had let's have the Reish first and then the Kuf, and then Hashem is mamish not looking at the Rasha.
Then the Kuf is facing the Reish.
No, you have the Reish and then the Kuf. The Kuf's looking the other. If the way you'd write a Reish, yeah. Right? Right now the Kuf is facing the back of the Reish. Right? But it's still a Maisa, the Kuf, who's Kaddish, who's Mekama Shalom, who's Hashem, Kilo, is still facing the Rasha. But he can't look at the face of the Rasha. So let's make the Reish first, and then the Kuf. Right? What?
Are they looking at each other then?
No, because again, the Kuf is still looking the other way. The Rasha would be looking at the Tzadik, but the Tzadik is looking the other way. The Kuf is facing this way.
It's just like Kuf.
Right, now put a Reish before it, so the Kuf is facing that way, and it's facing away from him.
I always thought that this was
right now. The kuf is facing the dalad. The way it is right now, the kuf is facing the dalad, right? But if the dalad will be before the kuf, then the reish will be facing the kuf.
This might be simple, but why are we saying that it's facing the reish when I always thought the curve part was more like the face of the letter. No. I know it's the wrong direction.
No, you see, it's opening. Where it's open is where it's facing. The opening is the facing.
I don't think it would be facing the
Tzadik.
Would make more sense.
A
Russia looking at the
Tzadik.
Oh, I see.
So right. So it should have been Reish Kuf. So there's two tshuvas bedavar.
Why should it have been Reish Kuf?
Because of this. Because right now, again, because the Tzadik right now, the Hashem, Kaviyachal, of the Kuf, is facing the Reish. Right. And he doesn't want to look at the Russia.
Oh, right.
So therefore, a better way to get across that point would have been for the Reish to be first, and then he's not...
Right.
Right, exactly, like in Perek. Beautiful. Like in Perek, right? Thank you. Sure. Right, look at that. It's very good. Kuf Dal, imagine that being a Resh. That's what we have. Kuf Dal, imagine that being a Resh. And Resh Kuf, so the Kuf's looking the other way, right?
Then it'd be too hard to go around. Like you couldn't do Juvie. It's got a Shlem, huh?
Not necessarily. Hashem still made a... It's not such an easy path there either, believe me. Look at the Tomer Dvarin. That's not for now. That's a whole drush about the hay. And I can't go into that now. Yeah. It could be. Okay. But anyway, so two Chubas Medar Rabosai. One Teretz is... That the real the Torah Chaim says the real problem is looking at the Pnei Rasha. Looking at the back of the Rasha isn't a problem. But we say that we know there's an Isser to, you're not supposed to look at the Pnei Rasha, right? You're not looking at the face of a Rasha. So why not? So he says in the face, that's where all the sins, the Roshim, the impressions of the sins are all on the face of the Rasha. So you don't want to look at that, yeah? But the back of the Rosh is okay, so it's not such an issue. And he says the same thing also, a person wants to look at the face of a tzaddik. A tzaddik has all the Rishamim. The face is where everything is, right? You see, I could see sometimes, you see a person shtagging, he looks different. You see a guy came into yeshiva, you could see a face full of taiva, yeah, full of other things. And you see him a year later, 2 years later, happy and other things in his face, good things in his face. It's like that, mamish. So the dafka, the chumra is dafka not to look at the face of the Rosh. Right, that's why I want to look at the base of tzaddik. And the Marsha says gevaldik. He says no, we dafka want the kuf, meaning Hashem, on the tzad, because it says yimino pshutel kabel shavim. You ever heard that? What receives pshut? Hashem wants to be dafka on the right of the rasha, because that with his right hand, that's part of the tshuva that he's accepting. Yimino pshuto, his hand, his right, the right is always chesed or bosai, right? Smol is always din. So Yamin Hashem Osecha, Yamin Hashem Romema, Yamin is the Chesed. So it's always, so we Dapka wanted the Kuf on the right of the Reish, because that's how he's going to be Mekal B'Tshuva, going further with the Tshuva Mashal. Okay, we'll say one more Ha'ar about the Kuf here. It's like this. One more Hosafa before I get to a major question. Taurus Chaim says a beautiful Hosafa here. He says, what are we saying? That in order to help the Rosh do Tshuva, Hashem makes a new Pesach. What's tshuva meula? Everybody knows in Hilchas tshuva, as the Ram says, the best tshuva. Also zman,
same exact thing,
right? Same exact thing. So I would think the only way I can do tshuva is the same exact thing, right? But I can't put myself in the situation anymore. It's too dangerous, or it's not around, or whatever. I'm in a different matzav in life. So you think I can't really do tshuva? No, Hashem makes a new derech to make tshuva. That's part of the remez of the new derech, not just. Hashem wants to show you that I'm making a new derech for you to do tshuva. Don't think the only way is to go the old derech, even when you're doing tshuva. There's a new derech, you can do tshuva in a different way. That's tshuva mu'ula, like the Rambam says. That's the greatest tshuva, but there's fine tshuvas that are not like that. That's the remez in the kuf. Okay? Well, so this general question here, what's it doing over here? Right? How does this fit to our whole theme of Torah Gemilas Chasadim? No? I mean, as we're talking Torah Gemilas Chasadim, so suddenly we jump to tshuva? Yeah, my karepo. So it could be tshuvas also. You know, one of these shrushim of the bria. Tshuvas also. I think it says in Chazal, tshuvas also before the bria. So maybe that's idea. But Taras Chaim wants to say like this. He says that, you know, listen to this. Since he's before the world, who yisbar kodem shabar olam, bar betchila osius hatara. The first thing God created were these osius that we're darshening. And with them and for them he created the world. Right? And since we see to these, like we've been saying, we'll say these are the fabric of the Bria, these letters that we're darshaning. And we're seeing these themes of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim so strong in the fabric of the letters, so we might have thought there's no Bechir anymore. This is the whole Bria indicates this. This is what the Aleph Beis are all about. This was what the stuff, right? I tell you, this guy was made, you know, the Sama Rebbe was his father, and the Munkacher's Rebbe's daughter was his mother. He can't be Chota, right? Or this guy, you know, Chavez, I don't know, whatever, think of some Rishayim. But this one, you know, Grace Jones was his mother, and I don't know his father.
They don't know his father.
Grace Jones is his mother. They don't know his father. He has no chance to do
Schwarzer.
Great. So he has no chance to do tshuva. No, that's That's the point. It means it has to show you that still, Darchi Tshuva are open. A person could be a Rosh, it could be a Kuf, it could be a Reish. So we had had somewhere to go against that theme. But what I appreciate so much about the Rebbe goes by the thing we're saying, that this is the Sharish of the Bria. It's not Sama Gemara. That's why I chopped this time. I'll mention Gemara a few times. And this is the Sharish of the Bria. The Alapes is the Sharish of the Bria. And these are the themes of the Sharish of the Bria. This is where it's at. And it's so much the theme, you might have thought there's no chance to... you might have thought there's no chance... to do tshuva, kamashmal, and you can always do tshuva. But so I thought another idea.
Why would I thought that? You're saying if the world is created with Torah, you just let him, and that's it.
And that's
then how these,
this
mess up?
Is what the Bria is. Yeah, this is what the Bria is. Zeh uzeh.
But we know from our experience, it's pretty easy to mess up.
Okay, you know, say so. That's the, you know, that's akasha. Okay, okay. Both sides. Now I thought another idea. You could say like this. Remember in the Ches we said the Ches. We said was built of two Zions. Remember, right? The Ches is built of two Zions, correct?
Yeah.
And what was the idea? The idea is you have opposing, battling things, but there's a bridge above which is mechaber them. So really, here we have the same type of thing, right? That the yachas to Rishayim is really such a thing. On the one hand, Hashem doesn't want to look at their face, like we said, Ove Hashem Sinura. On the other hand, is it's all built to Makarevim, right? The whole way is Yamin, he's Dafka Liyamino, like the Marsha said, and he's building this, and he has a tag to say come back, and he has a derechrim to be carved. It's such a complex relationship that we have with the Russia, right? Huh? It's a very, very complex relationship. So I was thinking like this, that Tanya talks about the fact that about Sinis Rishayim, he says we hate their Maisim, but we don't hate them. You don't hate the Yisod of a Rashi, you only hate his Maisim. So Rabbi Yerucham said about this, they asked Rabbi Yerucham about hating Rishayim, and he said, it's not for us. Only Anashim Gedolim can hate Rishayim. Only they can have this balance that I hate this and I hate that, right? So that you have to understand sometimes, the ability to make the balance of the Ches, what we're calling like to be Chesdik sometimes, is beyond us. I don't have the ability to be a Ches all the time, right? So when it's like that, I have to go one way or the other. So Rabbi Yerucham was saying, don't hate Rishayim, right? Because you don't have the ability to hold by, you'll start hating the Etzim person, not just his Maisim, which is already a mistake. But a big person can hold in himself those two abilities. And Rabbi Yerucham was saying, just tell me you don't have that. Now, why do I say that? So here also, it could be this dichotomy is very, very late. We're talking about the person who already is learning, and he's doing Gemilas Chasadim, and he's got a Mamar Patuch and a Mamar Sasim. He knows when to talk and when not to talk, and he's a Pe Patuch and Pe Sasim. He knows when to listen and when not to listen. He's a Nemon and he's a Tzaddik, and he has all these Midas. Now, that's the person who can deal with the Kufresh problem. So I'm saying, so we ask, why is he over here? Saying, could be he's over here because this person, this Talmud Chacham, on this Madrega of Targum Gemilas Chacham, he's the person who could handle this type of Ches relationship. Okay, you gotta have to move on quickly. And so we're both saying Shin Tzav. Yeah, we got the Shin Tzav. Let's finish off. Shin Tzav. Shin is Sheker. Tzav is Emes. Okay, Shin is Sheker and Tzav is Emes. So what's this? Shin is Sheker, Tzav is Emes. So first of Marsha and the Taras Chaim both say we're talking about Shin is the thing which finishes the letters of Sheker, Kufrei Shin. Just like Tzav is finishing the letters of Aleph Mem Tzav. Okay? So Sheker, my time, Sheker Mekar Vemili, right? The letters of the Sheker are close to each other. Kufrei Shin are all one after the other. Emes Merachimili, Emes is over the whole Aleph base. Aleph at the beginning, Mem in the middle, and Tzav at the end. Shikra Shchicha, Kushta Lo Shchiach, because Sheker is Shchiach and Kushta is Lo Shchiach. Right, so what does this mean? That Sheker is Shchiach. First off, you see, this is what a Yid is to be Erlich. This is a sign of a Jew. Emes at the end of the day, it's Aleph Mem Sof. The Aleph base ends with Emes. Right, that shows that's for sure connected Torah. There's no Sheikh as a Torah. Someone doesn't have an Emesnik. Everybody understands that. Emes is what it means to be an Erlich Yid. Aaron Soloveitchik said one time, "Frum is for a Galach. Yidin are Erlich. Now Frum is for a priest." Jews are Erlich. We're Erlich people. And we have to learn from our German brethren. And this needs a lot of arichas we have to talk about another time. This is a midah which is going down. The idea of being honest, being straight. Netzav Yisrael li shaker, sheves Yisrael lo yasu avla. It's mamish chaser ma'od ma'od in the bria, in the world. More and more and more. Yeah? Just 2 minutes. Oh, let's see. Yeah. This is a huge problem. You have to work on that. You have to work. Emes is misode and nefesh, Rabbeinu Yona says. The person doesn't have shaykhus. We have shaykhus to Emes. You cheat this one, you cheat that one, you cheat that. You cheat the attack, you cheat the Medina, you cheat that. it's a mode bayati. It's hurting our whole self, our whole Yiddish self, in a very basic way. A German balabas 80 years ago was a lot straighter than many people today. Bayatsuma. Okay. So what's idea of Makarva Mili? I want to explain that. I want to end with this point that Sheker is Makarva Mili, right? Sheker, right there. Right? The Torah's time says the Tanugas of Olam Haz are all right there. It's all right there. And the Sheker of the world is all right there. So this is the point we're both saying. Mitsubishi used to have an ad, 125,000 people aren't towing. At that point, 125,000 Israelis had bought Mitsubishis. They said 125,000 people aren't towing. So we look at a Bria, which is Kulo Sheker. It's Kulo Sheker. Alma de Sheker. It's called Alma de Sheker, this world. And it intoxicates us on all different levels, right? It's not just, first off, the Stam lies that we're talking about as a first level, just push it, to be airless. But it's the whole Yisoda Bria. I'll give you an example. You see a cool-looking upper-class teenager. Yeah, no drugs. He's going to a rock concert, he's going to the Super Bowl with his friends. He's saying, hey, this is cool. He's going to spend 7 hours. Yeah? Why not? Great. I'd like that. I wish I could be that. What could be wrong? Sheker. Sheker, that's what message is everybody sending to us who's doing nothing with their lives, who sits on the trains and just plays with their phones, Candy Crunch, for hour after hour, right? Seriously, what message does that say? There is no tachlis to the Bria. That's what it says to us. And that is very mazik us, you understand? Because we sit in an intoxicating world of Makarv and Mili, of Shechichus HaSheker, where everybody's saying to us that, the world doesn't really mean anything. Your tachlis is just to play Candy Crunch, Crush. What is it? Or to eat, or to have pizza, or to have burgers. It's a whole avirah of Sheker. You get it? Not just the lies. He could be an honest person, but the life that we see, life is about having a good position. Life is about getting a certain amount of honor. Life is about having, just pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. That's all man is. So really, you're making man into a behemoth. Ain't Sheker Gadol Mizeh, that we're taking mankind away from being what it could be. My lifetime, my genius, he said that he had a professor in college, was maybe number two or number three in mathematics in Europe. He said, non-Jew. He said, I had no suffix. He didn't have a television. No suffix. Such a person. He was such an intelligent person. He had a TV. He was going to waste his time. He's a brilliant man. Could you imagine? How would you look at Einstein? He was just, I can make another theory, or, just blow my life watching TV, 4 hours a day. Wheel of Fortune. What's next? The next big series. It's all garbage. It's all garbage. But it's all one big sheker but it's dangerous because it's Makarv and Mili, because it's so around us. It's Shchiach. That sheker is there everywhere we go. So it intoxicates us. And we look at ourselves like, I'm a fool for living a more Ruchani life. I'm a fool. But the Emes, that's what we'll end with this. But that's really what Emes is. My time is Shikra. My time Shikra Achada Karakai Emes Malaban Labuni Kushtakai Shikra Lokai. What we have to remember is like just the sheker, like Rashi says, all the osios of the shin comes to one point, and the kuf has 2 points, and the resh has 1 point. It doesn't stand on anything. Any emes stands on two legs, and the mem stands on two legs, and the suf stands on two legs. Emes is something which will be chai lad, right? Even when we're fooled by the world, when we look a little bit deeper into it, Beinecha Tabi, just be my eye in a little bit and you'll see the Sheker, the Bria. Like I said, the Super Bowl. Oh, it's so exciting, 115 million people. And then you think about it for a second. What is it? It's Narishkeit. Who cares? What's the difference? This one won, that one won. I missed it for 20 years. Does it make it meant so much to me when I was younger? What does it mean today? What's the seichel of it? Emes is Kai. But that 1 second you did a chesed on your way to the Super Bowl, what's going to be left for you? You stop the elevator for 1 second as you're going up to your box seats in the Super Bowl and help the person out in the midst of your drive to get there. That's Kaila Olam, what I'm saying? That's Kaila Olam, the chesed you did, the emes you lived, the Torah you learned, that's Kai. Everybody knows that. I remember with a very, very modern person in an elevator one time, his kids had said to him, I'm so proud of you, said to him, Who knows what they were doing the rest of the time? But he understood that the few minutes the kid said to him, that was worth something. All this other stuff. So it's Sheker is not Kai. Emes is Kai. Okay, that ends our exposition of the Aleph Beis Baruch Hashem. I hope everybody chaz this year. I think we learned tons of life lessons. All these things we go into hour after hour. And we get a little bit of a feel what the Maharal HaKadosh told us, that there's ein tachlis to the chokhmah of the Jewish Aleph Beis.